CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to CrossNetInc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT Services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years' experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Next up, you will be listening to United Way Community Connections with Mike Affelberg.
United Way Community Connections. United Way Community Connections broadcasts every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WSMN. In United Way Community Connections, you will be introduced to leaders from all of the great nonprofits in Greater Nashua. From caring for our children to our seniors. From helping our homeless pets to our at-risk vets. From learning the skills to get your GED. To dealing with trauma and substance abuse. Community Connections is the place to learn with Mike Affelberg about what's going on. Learn how you can help and make a difference from the experts. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show, which is making a difference in Greater Nashua. Here's your host, Mike Affelberg.
Hey, good Monday morning, and welcome to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg, and it is Monday, January 28th, 2024. Monday, January 22nd, 2024. Sorry about that. It is definitely not yet next week. So welcome to our show. Hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. I am looking out at the city of Nashua. I'm looking from the turret at the WSMN studios right here on Main Street at City Hall, looking down Main Street and across the way at the Performing Arts Center. It is a glorious, beautiful day out there. Clear blue skies. Crisp chill in the air, you know, lower to mid 20s at this point. And, you know, it's just a great day to be alive. So I'm hoping everybody feels the same way. And if you don't, maybe by the end of this show, you will. I mean, consider this your morning motivation. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe you're so desperate that you need something to do that you're listening to my show. I'm hoping that it's actually you're here by choice. But our show is on each and every week, Monday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. You know, we're about talking with leaders from the community, organizations, individuals, volunteers, people who are just making a difference in the life of those of us who choose to call Greater Nashua our home and or work in this community. So each week we interview two different folks. Today's no exception. We're going to have on the show briefly after a short introductory period. Our friends from Riviere Rise. Rise is a program geared towards senior education. We're excited about that. And then our second interview after that will be with my friend Zach from Meals on Wheels of Hillsborough County, an incredible organization and community partner. So we're pretty excited about both of those discussions and hoping you learn a lot from each of those. You know, the whole point of this show is to make you aware of organizations and initiatives in our community. For a couple of reasons. One is, you know, sometimes we just don't know where to send people or what services are available. And this is an opportunity for you to learn about that. So, for example, if you do know somebody who might, you know, be able to take advantage of something that you hear of on one of the programs, you'll be able to say, hey, you know, I heard on the Community Connections radio show about this great thing there that they do, and give them a call. And that's a really nice thing, and it's a great feeling to be able to help somebody in that really very direct way. The other thing is all of the organizations that we work with, they need resources to function. Sometimes they need volunteers. Sometimes they need financial contributions. You know, sometimes they need both. And this will give you an idea of where you can put some of your resources if you wanted to choose to do that. So sit back, drink a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show. That said, I'm hoping you had a great weekend. I always like to start with saying I had a great weekend, and I actually did have a pretty great weekend. You know, it started out on Friday and Saturday we were over at our kids' house. You know, that is just always a fun affair because our grandson Hudson, he's a little over two years old, and the kid's a pistol. I just can't get enough of him. He loves it when you tickle him. He loves it when you play with him. He loves it when you read to him. He loves it when he gets to eat. He's just a very enjoyable human being to be around. Frankly, my favorite human being in the whole world at this point, and I'm sure that my wife would concur in that. So, we were there Friday and Saturday, got to spend a lot of time with them. Saturday night, got to go to a comedy show, which is something I don't do every night. My wife and I went to a comedy show supporting the Sohegan Valley Chamber of Commerce. That's the Merrimack Sohegan Valley Chamber of Commerce, where I serve as a board member. They were doing a comedy show fundraiser at the Boys and Girls Club Milford at the Amato Center for the Arts. Had a couple of comedians come up on stage. It was pretty darn funny. It was a little bit more than PG-13, let's say, but it was not off-putting or offensive, at least not to us. And it was a great way to, you know, raise a little money for the community and have a little bit of fun. Yesterday, you know, Sunday, got to go to participate. You know, we have this thing in New Hampshire, the New Hampshire primary, right? This is one of the, if you're into politics at all, this is an amazing thing, kind of a magical thing that we have in New Hampshire, where every couple of years we get to see our candidates up close and personal in a way in which you really don't get to do in most other parts of the country. You know, I grew up in California, and the county where I grew up in California is as big as and as populous as the entire state of New Hampshire. And for me to connect to a politician, it was never going to happen. Like, there's just no possibility. And yesterday, my wife and I got to see one of the presidential candidates. I won't say who because, you know, that's not the point. We were in a room of about 200 people and had a second row seat, got to shake hands, see this person in person. Get a sense of who they are and what they do and what they stand for and how they might run the country if they ever got the big job. And so this is one of those things. It's part of our civic duty to vote, but it's also part of our particular civic duty in New Hampshire to learn about the people that we have this great opportunity to get to know. It's an honor and to be able to do that. And, you know, I've considered also a responsibility to do that. It's a big responsibility to be able to be out there, you know, first or second, and kind of saying to the rest of the country, we spent the time to do this, to get to know this person. You might want to give them a look-see. So we did that. It was great. Then what did we do? Oh, yeah. I'll tell you this. This is hilarious. I think it's hilarious and just altogether a little bit sad, too. I decided, my wife and I decided as one of our New Year's resolutions to, well, she convinced me, and I had, and I am a willing participant in this, to take up trying yoga. So we joined a yoga 101 class at the local yoga studio. This yesterday was our second episode of this particular adventure. My wife's been doing yoga for years, so she doesn't kind of experience this the same way I am at this point. I'm going to say, it for me, it's very interesting because you sit on the floor and make some bendy, twisty moves for, you know, for an hour. And, you know, it shouldn't be that after doing this, the next day you wake up and you feel like you've been run over by a train. And I kind of feel like this morning I'm one of those, like I'm a football player. I'm like Rob Gronkowski after getting hit 28 times in a football game this morning. And I'm like, but Mike, you just sat on the ground and did a little bendy twisty stuff. What can I say? Getting older, it's a thing. And I'm glad we're doing it and I'm enjoying it, but it is not without pain. That's for sure. You know, it's going to be a great week here at United Way. Started off this morning with a meeting of the mayor's opioid task force. They have their annual legislative breakfast where I was with about 200 of my colleagues. And we're talking about housing, homelessness, and the intersection of those issues with substance use and mental health and housing crisis in our community and, you know, kind of putting our brains together. What can we do as a community? How can we come together as a community? How can we partner to make sure that we are providing just the best possible solutions in our community? This week, it's particularly poignant because the annual nationwide point in time count is this week. That's an annual day when we go out into our communities and report back to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, the numbers of unhoused, unsheltered, and, you know, homeless individuals there are in our community. And so we're participants. I'm going to be participating in that this week. And, you know, this morning just kind of served to remind me of some of the core issues behind that. You know, not the least of which is the lack of affordable housing. And you know what? If you're listening and you have a voice and there's one thing you can do in this country, in this world, and in this community, it's advocate for more affordable housing solutions. We cannot have enough of that. We certainly do not have enough of that. So that was, you know, this morning, this week. And, you know, the other thing I just wanted to mention real quickly, because it's coming up, is United Way has its annual Shoebox Project for Seniors. So this is our seventh year, I think, of doing this project. Every year we partner with several of our community organizations, including Meals on Wheels and Gateways, you know, Community Services and the Caregivers and Senior Corps, to put together for their clients several hundred, in this case, this year we're aiming for 500 care packages of items that are, you know, desired and needed and wanted by seniors that they don't really have always good access to. We're taking up a big collection. We've already gotten a lot of items, you know, for everything from large print puzzle books to post-it notes to batteries to travel size hand creams. We have on our website, if you go to unitedwaynashua.org, unitedwaynashua.org, you go to our website, the very first thing that's going to pop up is one of these, you know, annoying pop-up things, a picture, which is our flyer, and it talks about all the things we're taking up as a collection for donations for this project. And we would love it if you could maybe pitch in a little bit and send something our way that we can use for the Shoebox Project, which is, you know, taking place in just a couple short weeks. And we're, you know, that's our very first day of caring for the year. So we're excited about that. And what else can I say about United Way these days? Not much, you know. We have a lot going on, but I think the only other thing I really wanted to mention is an initiative that I'm going to talk about a lot over the next, you know, weeks, months, and years, and that's digital equity. And I'm just going to say in a nutshell, you know, we live in a society, and I think many of us, you kind of know this in your heart, how important digital tools are. Maybe you're listening to this very radio show on your smartphone over the internet. Maybe you have Googled something this morning. Maybe you are putting together a resume and applying for a job. Maybe you're learning how to have a meeting with some friends, you know, over Zoom. Like, these are all tools that we somewhat take for granted and absolutely need to function in society. So we're working pretty hard with a big collaboration of individuals and organizations to address digital equity issues in our community, make sure that we're addressing some of those have and have not kind of scenarios. You know, case in point, I had a gentleman I was speaking with last week. He's homeless. He's living in his car. He has a dog, and that's who he loves deeply, and that's one of the reasons he can't get into housing at this point is because of his dog. As a dog lover, as a person who's had dogs in his family, I can relate to that. He will continue to choose to live in his car because of his dog. And so he called me up, and he was asking what kind of resources might be available in the community, and I suggested two or three different organizations that I know of that might be able to help. And, you know, I said, just look them up online. You can find their phone number. And he says, Mike, I don't want to be too much of a bother here, but is it possible you could look them up for me? Because I actually don't have a smartphone. I'm calling you from my flip phone. And you know, that just, boom, that struck home with me because I take it for granted that I have this tool at my fingertips that is very powerful, that allows me to connect to the world and do things. And many people do not have that. And I don't think we realize that increasingly we are becoming a society of digital haves and have-nots. And if you're a have-not, you're going to find it hard to on-road yourself to resources and easily stay connected to the world. So we're going to be talking more about that and how you can get involved in supporting this work in the coming weeks and months. But we're going to take a break now because I've been talking for a long time. And we're going to give our sponsors a chance to speak about them. And we're very grateful for their support. We have four sponsors: Edgestone Properties, Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire, CrossNet IT Services, and Wanderlust Therapeutic Services. And they help us to bring this show to the air. So we are very grateful for that. After the break, we'll be back with our first interview, and that's with Riviere University's RISE program. And you're listening to the Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg.
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Well, good Monday morning, and welcome to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. It's Monday, January 22nd, 2024, and we're here in the studio today. I'm very excited to introduce Susan DeShane. Susan is with us for the very first time in our studio, talking about the Riviere RISE program. RISE is a program that works with seniors in our community, and I'm so excited to have you here with us, Susan. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Well, I'm really glad to be here. Thank you, Mike.
I'm glad you are here. Did you have a nice weekend?
Oh, I had a great weekend.
Is
Thank
it cold
you.
Enough for you, or do you do things in the cold weather?
I like the cold, although I must admit I was hugging my heater much of the weekend.
Yeah, I do not think that you are alone in that at all. Do you do any kind of winter sports or snowshoeing or hiking or just like look at it from inside?
I've done some snowshoeing in the past, but not recently.
Yeah.
So mostly I look at it, but I do take long walks outside. I just dress up really warmly.
Yeah, we do the same, and we do have some snowshoes. I have to say our snowshoes, my wife's and my snowshoes, we purchased them back in, gosh, I'm going to want to say 1992. Or one, and a long time ago, and they are the old style. We got them from L.L. Bean. You know, we bought them online because we lived in California at the time, and we were going snowshoeing up in the mountains, and needed some snowshoes. And they're like the old kind that are like huge and with, I would say some it's like venison like straps or something, and around it looks like an old, you know. Tennis racket and sorts, and not at all what, you know, the modern snowshoe looks like. And we do use them every year or two, but they're heavy and big and bulky. We love them though.
Oh, that's good.
And it's kind of it's weird to think of. I kind of own an antique at this point. Maybe I am an antique at this point. By the way, that's not what I meant for a segue to talk about RISE, but you know, I'm interested to hear about your program. So tell us a little bit about RISE, how it relates to Riviere University and what you do over there.
Sure. RISE was founded in 1997 by Rose Arthur, who was a professor at Riviere. And when she retired, she had learned about other lifelong learning programs and wanted to open one in Nashua. We've been very lucky to be hosted by Riviere University since then. And we continue our partnership with them. So we are a lifelong learning program for people who are 55 years and older. Many of our participants are retired. Some are partially retired. We offer a wide variety of courses in exercise, music, technology, art, art history, history, creative writing, religion, literature, movies, and more. So there's something for everyone at RISE. Right now, in the spring term, we're offering 41 courses, and we have 34 different facilitators. Since the time of COVID, we are offering Zoom classes. We got up and running pretty quickly. Of course, everything stopped in late March of 2020, but by the fall, we were offering a full slate of Zoom classes. And we continue to do that because some of our facilitators prefer teaching on Zoom, and some of our participants live quite far away. We have members in pretty far, Massachusetts, Maine, Florida, Rhode Island. So we have many, many Zoom participants. But of course, we also have in-person classes because a lot of people prefer that. Some of our classes meet at Riviere University. Some meet at the Hunt Community on Ault Street, and we're very happy to have a partnership with them. Our partnership with them allows us to serve not only RISE members, but their residents. We also have some classes at the Huntington on Spitbrook Road, and again, it's a great partnership that allows us to serve RISE members and residents of the Huntington.
That's really great. And I just went onto your website. And I want to point people to this resource so they realize, you know, where they can get more information. That's always important. Now, I found it was pretty easy for me because I just Googled it. That's always my answer. But I Googled Riviere RISE, R-I-S-E, like Rise and Shine. And the website is riviere.edu/academics/RISE, R-I-S-E. And what I love about your website, your page on your website, probably more than anything else, is the profile picture that comes up, because you have a picture of a group of seniors and they're over at the one of the gymnasiums at Riviere University. And front and center of this picture is a volunteer with United Way wearing a United Way shirt.
Yay.
Bobby Knickerbocker, who's volunteers for us quite a bit, and she's a fabulous one of our partners. So no, but I mean, I love the programs anyway, but that is just for me a little bonus. I have a question for you. I am supposed to actually be a presenter at one of your programs in a month or something, to speak with some of your members, some of your participants, about nonprofit work in the greater Nashua community, organizations, what they do, and who should get involved. Any tips for me on what I should be talking about there?
Well, I think just in general, people are very interested in how the United Way serves the community and supports all of the various nonprofits that help people out in so many ways. So I think you'll be fine. That's part of our RISE Speakers Forum, and we have five people from the community who will come in and help us to learn about all different aspects of community life.
So the RISE Speakers Forum, I want to see who else is on that program besides me, because it's like it's probably some people who are just incredibly talented and intimidating, and I'm going to be just, I don't even want to know, because it's going to make me feel quite diminished.
No.
I am looking forward to it, though, and super excited. How long have you been involved with RISE, Susan?
I actually joined RISE in September of 2022, and I'm a proud second-generation RISE member. My mother, Marge, joined RISE pretty soon after it started and participated until she just couldn't participate anymore when she was about 84. And I've worked for RISE since early April of 2023. I just find this to be the best opportunity for me as a former librarian to keep interacting with people. I loved serving the older population as a librarian, and I'm continuing to love this. I want to let you know that We're currently in the registration period for our RISE spring classes. That goes until January 29th. And you can email the RISE office. That's pretty easy to do. It's just rise@rivier.edu. Or you can go to our website and find our phone number and call me. They're from 9 to 1 every day. And, of course, I get voicemails. And I'd be really happy to tell you more about RISE. If you want to join, to help you to join and register, we want to make things as easy as possible for people. We generally get about 50 new members each term.
What was that email address again, Susan?
It's rise@rivier.edu.
Pretty easy to remember. Yeah. RISE. And it's like rise and shine.
Exactly.
So very good. I think that's great. So registration is open now. And is there a cost to participate in any of these programs?
Yes. We charge $100 per semester. Our semesters run for 10 weeks. And you can take as many RISE classes as you would like to take for $100. So it's a pretty great deal, if you ask me.
That is actually a fantastic deal. And I think that's really great. It is so important, I think, in our community to have opportunities for seniors, some in person, some online. I know that our next interview is going to be with Zach from Meals on Wheels, and one of the things that they will tell you their data supports is that there is increasingly isolation and loneliness and translating into some pretty serious mental health concerns in our senior population. And we have a growing senior population with limited resources. So this is really, really a great way to support people in connecting to one another, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we, in addition to our classes, we also have social events, which are very heavily attended. Every term, we have an information center session. Sorry. Our spring information session was on January 12th, so we won't have another one until mid-August. But we offer a lot of social opportunities. For example, we had a holiday lunch and book swap, which was really fun. We've had picnics, ice cream socials, coffees, so people can get to know each other. It's a big social thing. One of our members who had recently retired and really didn't know what to do with herself found out about RISE from a friend, and she told us it's an aptly named program because it really is what wakes her up in the morning, because she's so excited to do her RISE classes and see her RISE friends, and it's great.
That's fantastic. I like that. We're going to have to end on that. I know that this kind of flies right by, but I did want to thank you, Susan, for coming on our show today. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Mike, and I really appreciate everything the United Way does.
Well, we've been listening to Susan DeShane. Susan is the coordinator for RISE. RISE is the Rivier Institute for Senior Education at Rivier University, RISE. You can find them online at rivier.edu/academics. /RISE. You can also contact them by email by sending an email to rise@rivier.edu. Just Google it. And if you're driving down the road, you forget all of that, but you remember there was that thing over at RIV that you want to talk about, call me at United Way and I'll connect you. No need to pull over and or get into a car accident while you're driving. We're going to take another very quick break, and we're going to talk give our sponsors a chance to talk about themselves. We're grateful for their support. And after that break, we're going to have our second interview, and that's with Zach from Hillsborough County Meals on Wheels. You're listening to the United Way Community Connections radio show, and I'm your host, Mike Affelberg.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal.
My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
Hey, good Monday morning. Welcome to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. It's Monday, January 22nd, 2024. I finally think I'm over the introduction as 2023. I made that mistake probably 28 times in the first couple weeks. I think I've got it now. It is 2024. Welcome to the show, and I want to thank you for joining us this morning. Each week, we talk with different organizations, nonprofits, community leaders, volunteers who are making a difference in everyday lives in Greater Nashua. We just heard from our friends from Riviera University, RISE, that's the senior education program. And now, as honestly kind of a brilliant segue that I hadn't planned, we have with us Zach from I almost did it. You knew I was going to go there, right? We have here Zach previously from Stepping Stones, also a great community partner of us, but now with Hillsborough County Meals on Wheels. Zach, welcome to the show. I promise you I will probably make that mistake again.
That's okay, Mike. I understand.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, wonderful. I had a nice weekend, and I'm happy to be here in this beautiful studio looking out over the Nashua Main Street.
It is a gorgeous day, is it not?
It really is. Yeah, quite cold, but other than that, I'm happy with it.
Yeah, that's right. And it was good seeing you also on Saturday at the comedy show for the chamber and for Boys and Girls Club. How'd you like the show?
It was very funny. Yeah, absolutely. It was a nice time and a really good fundraising event for the Sauhegan Valley Chamber.
Yeah, it was good. It was our second year doing it, and it was, it's a light lift and a lot of fun. And what I liked this year is we also, downsized the work involved and went with this instead of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers and heavy food and all that stuff. We had this candy bar, which was just so great. It was like, Skittles, all this stuff, which you really shouldn't eat, Skittles and M&Ms. And, you could scoop it up into a little baggie and eat it like you're going to the movies. And it felt very clandestine and kind of cool.
It's such a good idea. My wife and I actually did the same thing for our wedding. And
famously,
we got our photos taken while people were at the candy bar, and by the time we were done, it was completely gone. So candy bar is always a good one.
I had never come across it before, but I could tell you, I just think it's brilliant. It saves you on you don't have to have the catering. It's not complicated. You go to BJ's or Costco, you get a bunch of this stuff in bulk, pour it in a jar, and people help themselves, and they feel like they're getting something really amazing, and it's just like Mike and Ike's, right?
Right.
So cool. So listen, you've been at Meals and Wheels now for a couple of how long now?
Since October. Yeah.
So October, November, December. Has it really been like three and a half months, four months?
Just
now?
About, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. And things are going good for you?
Absolutely. It's a wonderful organization, and the impact we get to see every single day.
Right.
And if you're I'm very often at the office working on things, but every now and then I poke my head out and go out and deliver on a route. And
wonderful.
It's always amazing to be part of that and to see how grateful people are receiving the meals.
There's no question about that. In the couple of times that I've done that, as a United Way person, just going and either, shadowing along or helping out, I have found that to be, informative and educational, very heartwarming, and also informative about our community and some of the needs in our community that sometimes we really don't think about. And there are, hidden populations, and I would say one of the most hidden populations, which I consider to be also very vulnerable and at-risk population, are our homebound low-income seniors.
Absolutely.
And this is what's in your wheelhouse there, no pun intended, at Meals on Wheels. I'm sure that you're going to use that in a grant application. It's in our wheelhouse.
It's coming along. It's wheeling right along.
Freewheeling. So I've talked with your boss, John, a couple times, and he always points out, Mike, the nutrition is very important.
Excellent.
That addresses some of the low income issues that we see with our senior population. But every bit as important as nutrition is the connectedness to the community. What are you seeing these days in terms of social isolation with your particular clients at Meals on Wheels?
Yeah, thanks for asking. That's by far the thing that makes me the most proud of the work we do at Hillsborough County Meals on Wheels, is that we've prioritized breaking down that social isolation. We have a number of wonderful community dining events that happen every month. One of our managers, Carol, puts on a really great series of lunches, and she's also a major figure in the community. I recently had the pleasure of sitting down with some seniors at the Village Eatery in Merrimack and having lunch with them, and Carol was something of a celebrity there, because she does host lunches at the Nashua Senior Activity Center, the Goffstown Meeting House, and the Carpenter Center a couple times a month. She also does some more remote locations out in Antrim or Hillsboro, and a few other places all around the county. And this is one of the ways in which people are getting out of their routine a little bit. If they're feeling isolated, they're invited to come sit down and have a meal with other folks in their community, kind of find out about their new and shared interests. My second day on the job, I actually followed Carol out to a community dining event in Antrim, and met a participant who had spent, a good chunk of her life living with her husband, who had recently passed away. And during the time she was living with her husband, she hadn't really engaged engaged much with other people. She kind of followed his schedule, his interests. But, you know, though his passing was very sad, what she's kind of found in her later years is a second attempt to get out and be social. And I was kind of told ahead of time about this participant by Carol. I go out to the lunch. I'm sitting there. I'm enjoying the company. There's several people, like any social situation, who are much more social than others. I wouldn't have guessed during the lunch that the person Carol was referring was one of those three ladies who was particularly verbose and engaging and kind of getting the rest of the room kind of excited with her laughter. It was a wonderful thing to see. The other thing we do is our Dine Out Club program. And I mentioned earlier, one of them, the Merrimack one, would be the closest for our Nashua participants, which is the Village Eatery. We also have one at the White Birch Eatery in Goffstown, and we have one at Francoeur's in Manchester on South Main Street. The Dino Club program is really special because what happens here is that seniors 60 and older can apply for a card that they can present at the Dino Club locations. And up to 8 times per month, they can go out and they can have a free meal. But more importantly than the nutrition they're getting, they're allowed, you know, this is one opportunity for them to connect socially. The first time I ever went to such a location, I met these three gentlemen who were thick as thieves. They seemed like they knew each other for 40 years. And then I had found out after the fact that one of them had just moved up in June. You would never have known. You thought, you know, they all called him dad. You know, they were kind of messing around with him a little bit. And it was just a wonderful thing to see. Those locations, again, there's three throughout the county. And it's just, you know, one of the big mandates that we're addressing with those locations is ending social isolation.
So it's nutrition and it's also connecting people.
That's right.
And you know, I think for millennia, we have connected with each other over food. So it's just a natural kind of a thing to do. To, you know, to break bread with one another and you know, get to know somebody, get to have, and then you have a phone number you can call, and it's just much more than that. So it's pretty great. Now, Zach, do you plan these meals, this meal plan? I just called up your calendar for the month, and I have to say this is, I don't see a theme here, but I'm going to say the theme for January is comfort food month.
Sure.
It's I'm going to quiz you here. Do you know what they're eating today?
I actually do not, Mike.
This
Tell
is
me.
Not okay. This is great. I'm looking at this, going, well, I'm kind of liking it. So cheese and beef macaroni and green beans. This is like a classic. Yeah. I am going to say I like this a lot. I also have restricted my sodium intake recently, sure. So this is good. It's only 262 milligrams of sodium today.
That's
so
right.
That's good. Tomorrow, oh my God, it's chicken and rice casserole with roasted garlic cream sauce, mushrooms, celery and peas, broccoli and carrots. You know, you guys are killing it here. And then on Wednesday, it's turkey and mushroom gravy, diced potatoes, corn and spinach, garbanzo beans, and so forth and so on. It just gets better and better.
Yeah.
And I, you know, whoever's planning your meals is obviously brilliant because they're speaking right to my heart. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I get a shout out. Ashley at Meals on Wheels actually does a lot with that. She's our dietitian, and her role is really important because in addition to the home delivered meals, which you just described, which are delicious, they're also very nutritious. She does the same thing for our Dino Club partners as well. You know, she'll meet with the chefs there, and that's what's so powerful about those partnerships is that those are restaurants that are willing to kind of carve out a piece of their menu and work directly with our staff to make sure these are nutritionally balanced meals. When I was speaking to the participant last around the holidays, she actually had come in and donated a few things to the holiday gift program. And what she told me she really liked best about our food was that it was something where it was peace of mind for her, knowing that it's healthy and that it's going to be so much better than something, you know, she could microwave from, you know, the store. And, you know, in a circumstance like that, as many circumstances are with our participants and the neighbors in our community who benefit from Meals on Wheels, mobility is often an issue. Being able to get up and prepare meals is often an issue. So having something they can, all the things you just read there, Mike, as delicious as they sound, they're coming in these new, we recently switched caterers and they come in these wonderful biodegradable little containers that they just heat up once they arrive, and it's, again, it's delicious. It sounds delicious. It's appealing, and we very often hear from our participants that this is something they really enjoy. There's certain items in the menu they'll get really excited about and, you know, ask about and things like that.
That's pretty fantastic. I want to ask you, Zach, Is there any news or events that we want to talk about coming up at Meals on Wheels?
Absolutely. I'm having a little less trouble with the remembering it's 2024, Mike, only because I just have been thinking about it for months. 2024 is a very, very exciting year for us. Beginning of this year, we began serving all of our meals, our home-delivered meals, out of our new nutrition site and headquarters at South Main in Manchester. The operation is new. It's still getting underway, but it's going really, really well. And basically, the difference from what happened before and now is that we used to have a different caterer. This one opportunity that this new space allows us is the ability to work with a new caterer who's more sensitive to dietary restrictions and the needs of our participants, what they've requested. We're able to work with a new caterer in this new space, and they're no longer delivering to our five nutrition sites throughout the county: Peterborough, Nashua, Milford, Goffstown, and Manchester. They're delivering right to Manchester, and it's our team that's then processing that and bringing it to different parts of the county. So it allows us tighter control of the supply chain, which is also saving not only on costs, but allowing us, like I mentioned earlier, to turn to our participants and say, hey, what are some of the things you really want to eat? And, we can't make too many accommodations right now because it's brand new. But one of the things we're really excited about as we get the operation up and running is having more client requests honored through the menu that's there. So that's the exciting thing in Manchester. Our Merrimack office, which many people know
about.
Hold on.
That Manchester office, yeah. That's the old Blake's ice cream.
Yeah,
place,
it is.
Not?
Yeah, it is.
So I'm going to be there today at noon visiting with you.
That's
doing
right.
A little tour of the place.
That's right.
Pretty excited to see that. That sounds like an awesome thing.
Yeah. Yeah. We're packing up for the Merrimack office. We'll still have some members of the enrollment team there for a few more months, but it'll be nice to have our warehouse operation where we're actually putting the food out the door and our administrative office under the same roof. That'll definitely be a really great way to kind of connect and keep everything cohesive.
That sounds fantastic. All right. So, and events, anything coming up
that
we should
absolutely.
Know about there?
Yeah, we have our annual Festival of Fives happening April 11th at La Belle Winery at 6 p.m. It's an exciting night. It's sort of a gala-style event. There's at La Belle Winery. It's a fantastic venue. There'll obviously be some wine. There'll be some wonderful food, some music. And one thing we're doing this year is we're putting together five little videos that kind of share the impact of our organization and the people that it involves. It's a way to kind of honor our volunteers and our donors and our participants for all being part of this big Meals on Wheels family that delivers so many wonderful things throughout the county to so many people.
I was going to ask if you guys need any volunteers for any of the work you're doing. I know
Absolutely.
That in the past that's been a big issue. What sort of volunteer opportunities are there at Meals on Wheels?
There are many opportunities right now, especially with our Manchester operation coming underway. We've definitely had to call out more help for volunteers for things like packing bread and actually getting things moving in the warehouse. So though we always need volunteer drivers, they are the backbone of how we're able to deliver a meal. I definitely say all the time, particularly to our Peterborough crowd, we're always looking for new drivers. Like, volunteers are how the meals get to you, So we always need volunteer drivers, but I will say at this moment we also have needs at the operation in Manchester. So people can make the commute to Manchester or in the area, South Main. There's quite a bit of need there in terms of actually getting the food organized and out the door.
Fantastic. And I'm guessing that all of these events, opportunities to volunteer, donate, news about Hillsborough County Meals on Wheels, all available on your website.
Absolutely. So hcmow.org. We do have our donate page for people who would prefer to make a gift to our 501c3 nonprofit organization to continue to, keep us thriving. But we also have a volunteer page as well where they can read about the different opportunities and get in touch with Sean, our fantastic volunteer. volunteer coordinator, who I think you've had hosted on the show before, as a matter of
fact. Sean's been on, and we do cross paths in a number of different events, venues.
Wonderful guy.
Collaborations, absolutely. You know, Zach, welcome to Hillsborough County Meals on Wheels.
Thank you. I feel
like it's been a couple months, but I still want to say that. It was great working with you when you were over at Stepping Stones, working with homeless youth, and now it's fantastic having you over at Meals on Wheels, helping to, you know, support an incredible organization. We are very proud of that partnership, and I'm just proud to call you a friend as well.
Thanks, Mike. And yeah, that's how I feel too. I mean, I really feel like my history in the nonprofit world has been a lot of the United Way just being wonderful and supporting us. So thank you.
Well, it kind of takes a village. So
that's right.
All right, so you've been listening to Zach Payone. Zach is over at Hillsborough County Meals on Wheels. That's hcmow.org. Incredible organization, doing fantastic work in our community. Look, we're about out of time. I will say that next week there will be no live show. We will be actually rebroadcasting this show at the 9 a.m. slot. I will be over in, believe it or not, in Honduras. My wife and I are going on a service project trip with our Rotary Club. So I'll be somewhere up in a mountain village, literally, working on something, building a school, sanitation project, medical outreach. I do not know exactly what they're going to have us doing, but I'm excited about that. But we will be back the following week. Until then, please remember to be kind to one another, because great things really do happen when we live united.